The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Welcome to Merryman Herbs, It's a Better Life show. Listen every first and third Sunday at 2 p.m. on this station for the latest in holistic, natural, and alternative health information. Mike King will bring you up-to-date, scientifically-based health news and fun and interesting health tips, plus interviews with some of the leading doctors, scientists, and nutritional representatives in the country. Stay on top of your health and start getting a better life. And now here's Mike King. All right, we're ready today to talk about some weird facts about the human body. Always on the Merryman Better Life show, we like to bring in some cute little tips or facts, and I'll just list a few of these. Did you know that men lose about 40 hairs in a day and women lose 70 hairs in a day? I think maybe that's because women have a lot more hair than men. Of course, me, you know, I'm bald and gray, so I don't have much at all, but I don't have to worry about it either. Did you know your blood has the same amount of salts in it as an ocean has? Which is really interesting because a lot of the minerals that we find in the sea salts and so forth are exactly balanced to what the human body needs. And that's why we always stress about not using the refined salts, but to use the natural, unrefined, but the God-given salts. And again, that goes the same for the sugars and the flours and all that kind of processed food. Did you know you're taller in the morning than you are at night? Of course, that makes a lot of sense because gravity, and of course, if you're lifting things, your discs slowly compress. So overnight, you kind of gain a little bit of extra height. So if you're going in for that BMI testing, you probably want to get your height done earlier in the morning because you may even be a half inch or so taller, and that may help you to have that little bit of extra body weight so you can get your BMI passed for your insurance. And of course, I'll be talking about this later, I'm sure, at some point in time, but the BMI is absolutely inaccurate way and method of measuring body mass. It was developed by a statistician, I think back in the late 1700s for some other survey they were doing at the time. So it's over 200 years old. Another weird fact, did you know your heart circulates blood in your body about 1,000 times each day? And your eyelashes last about 150 days. So if you pull out your eyelashes or pick at your eyelashes because they're itching or something, it's going to be almost a half a year before those get replaced. All right, now we're going to go into the news a little bit and talk about what's going on in the news. One of the latest things that I was excited about, it's kind of good news. Again, we've got magnesium, and we know how very important that is for the synergy in the body and so forth. But now there's been a study in Japan, and it looked at data from over 24,000 people who ingested between about 117 to 423 milligrams of magnesium a day. And there are a lot of different types of magnesium. Again, that would be something that we can talk about later. The magnesium citrate is a fairly common form, and of course that does help move your bowels too. The magnesium glycinate is probably the most bioavailable, and then there's some new forms that actually pass the blood-brain barrier. Again, we'd have to go in a lot of detail to talk about the different types of magnesium, but you can always come out to Merryman. We can help you out and help you to choose the exact proper magnesium for your needs. Real quickly, magnesium malate is basically based on malic acid, and that's very, very good if you have fibromyalgia, muscle cramping, and pain. So there's different types of magnesium for different uses. And, of course, at Merryman, we know all about it, and we'll be more than happy to get the right magnesium for you at a really good price. But anyway, getting back to this research roundup and in the news, the researchers speculated that magnesium, after the study, actually lowered the risk of what we call the metabolic syndrome, which is basically your high triglycerides, blood pressure, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and that large round waistline. So again, this all leads to type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and a lot of other problems. So magnesium may even kind of help with the good cholesterol and is very beneficial in helping you with that metabolic syndrome or syndrome XYZ, or it's called by a lot of different things. But it's basically, I think it's part of getting older and maturing, we end up having a lot of these problems. Another news, again, vitamin D has been associated with reduced need for pain medication during childbirth. So again, they actually were doing studies with epidurals, and the women that had lower vitamin D levels seemed to require more pain medicine. So bing, 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 here we go. Another good thing for vitamin D. I can't stress to people enough, vitamin D is so inexpensive. Obviously, it'd be a really good idea to get the 25-hydroxy vitamin D test, or you can remember that as just a really good vitamin D test from your doctor, and make sure you go in and you get that taken care of. All right, well, today we've got Mike Schimmett with us, and we're going to be talking about, again, a little bit going on into the news. There was that new report, the New York State's Attorney and New York Times came out with a report that there are some supplements, basically the ones that you would buy at a major discount chain. And again, I'm always stressing to everybody about that, that that's maybe not the best place to buy your supplements, because as we know, supplements in the chains really are probably bought by a buyer that is also buying, you know, toilet paper and groceries and diapers and drain cleaners. They may know nothing about your supplements. They're only looking at the dollar and probably making sure that things are in stock. I actually almost get nauseous when I go in and start reading the labels in major discount chains on, you know, what they have in there. One of my doctor friends kind of on my Facebook, and again, you're all more than welcome to come to our Facebook at Merryman Herbs, but on my own personal Facebook, which you can get a link there from the Merryman Herbs site, but he was saying, well, you know, drugstores probably have good supplements. And I'm like, well, you know, let's look at it this way. Would you go to your dentist to get eyeglasses? Just because they know a lot about pharmaceuticals doesn't necessarily mean they know a lot about nutraceuticals. So, Mike, you're with us here today. What did you think about this report? It kind of substantiated the fact that, you know, major nutraceutical companies really know what they're doing, and some of these private labels and the discount stores really maybe don't know what they're doing, and they're giving us a black eye.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, I would, you know, definitely agree. This report highlighted some things that companies such as, you know, mine have been cautioning customers that if you can buy a bottle of supplements so inexpensively, you have to kind of question in the first place what's going on. And you made the analogy of a dentist or, you know, an eye doctor. I'd make the analogy of a car. I think, you know, a car gets you from point A to B. So if you go to a lower-end car dealer, you expect to get a lower-end car, but it also gets you from point A to B. If you go to the most expensive car dealership in town, it'll still get you from point A to point B. But when you're looking at supplements, why would you risk something that's important for your health? Why would you want to take something that's less valuable, less of a quality, because it may not get you from point A to B. So why risk it?
Great point, Mike. Yeah, I know. I remember my mom, you know, who was very involved in the business. She always said, well, you know, why would you put sugar in your gas tank? And again, out at Merryman, you know, we have the highest quality and the lowest cost on alternatives that work. So obviously, you know, we've looked for that super high quality. We're looking for that Cadillac or Lincoln or whatever, Lincoln Continental. But we're going to maybe get it to you at the Buick, you know, the regular price, you know, the midsize car price. So, you know, that's what we specialize in. And I know your company, I was very impressed. Don't you have outside testing and validation on all your supplements?
We have, Mike. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, Nature's Plus has had an independent laboratory assay program that we've been doing for, well, the company's been in business for over 42 years. I think we've been doing it for well more than 30. I don't know that exact date that we began. But it basically is a guarantee to the customer that what's on the label is in the bottle. And in fact, 100% or more of what's on the label is actually in the bottle. And we had that tested by a company in Champaign, Illinois, in fact.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that. That's kind of right where we are here in Decatur. So it's hometown. Great. That's neat. You know, I was always impressed with a lot of the companies that I buy from. You know, I usually know the owners. I've had dinner with them. I visited their facilities. A lot of them are friends of mine. I've kind of grown up in the industry. I would not put anything in my store that I did not know 100% about. I've never carried the bad vitamin E's. And when I go to these discount stores, that's all I see. You know, I look at the on the label and they'll be, you know, on the vitamins or whatever, it'll be the DL, alpha tocopherol, which I always tell everybody the little L stands for lousy. But there's been a couple major studies, ATBC study and the SLEX study, that prove that that form of vitamin E actually increased the incidence of cancer. It's a synthetic form of vitamin E, very inexpensive, very shelf stable. You know, there you go. It's a perfect thing for a discount house to bring in. And I kind of wonder if they really even know or care about your health. But some of these supplements, I'm so adamant about it that, you know, when I see these garbage, what I call fodder, you know, just food for the masses supplements, some of those really need to be taken down to the police station drop box where, you know, you take your old pharmaceuticals and I tell people you can also take your bad supplements there too, because we don't want to get that those chemicals and all of that into our food supply and into, you know, our water and our environment and so forth. So, you know, I think sometimes people think I'm a little crazy or silly, but, you know, you don't want to be putting the synthetics into your body. And I hope there isn't a big backlash and people misunderstanding that, you know, that all supplements are not of high quality and you know, laboratory tested and so forth. Another thing with this, another one of the big things, problems with this whole looking at these supplements is I don't think it was really thoroughly done. Yes, they found some problems. They found things that weren't 100% there on the label. There were fillers. There were, and again, I don't think they even looked at the fact that there were some of these synthetics. They didn't even go that far. I don't think the people even studying and looking at it have enough knowledge to really know what they're doing, which is kind of scary too, because then you got an attorney general probably knows nothing about supplements, nothing about D-alpha-tocopherol or ethylene diamine tetracetic acid or any other big words I can throw out at them. But it's kind of scary to think that they're going to do this test. And, okay, they found that the chains are not even on their private labels and so forth, not even putting in there what really needs to be in there. But also they didn't test for, and I would have, tested for heavy metals, tested for herbicides, pesticides. I know companies like yours and other companies that I buy from and that I deal with, they test for all these kind of things. And, you know, it's kind of silly that, you know, they didn't even do that. The testing was actually like a DNA testing. And, of course, when you do some processing, making extracts and supercritical extractions, some of the high-tech extraction that we use today in the processing, that's going to completely change the fingerprint of that botanical, and it may not even be detected as being there, but it really is because it's been processed and potentized and so forth. So the testing that they did was basically invalid, and then that runs you into the questions about the whole thing. The whole system's messed up. You know, you've got the legal system looking at the nutraceutical system, which is driven by people that really are selling things on a dollar basis, and it's really scary. So I guess bottom line is, Mike, people need to be buying their products from people that know, grow, and educate, people that have been in the industry for a long time, companies that have outside testing. I am just totally amazed at some of the labs that I go into in the nutraceutical facilities where they have all kinds of tests. They test for microbes. They test for heavy metals. They test for percentages of certain compounds, standardization. I know your company is really good with that. Another thing I know companies, we sell some products, some of our private label products, and I know exactly where they come from. In fact, some of our private label products, we can trace back to the field that it was grown in and the day that it was harvested. Can you imagine, Mike?
Oh, that's amazing. And you brought up one key thing about standardization. That's kind of a complex subject for some people, but basically standardization of herbs simply has to do with having a specified amount of the active compounds from the plant that are in the product and a certain, hopefully, therapeutic amount that will actually help make the formula more effective than something that's not standardized. And in addition to that, you get back to that testing. You know, herbs, unfortunately, this did identify that these lower-end supplements, these lesser costing supplements can have some or lack of things, number one, but then some other things that you really probably wouldn't want to take. They identified, from what I saw in the study, some things like houseplant and saw palmetto, a product that wasn't saw palmetto. And really, it again comes down to that quality aspect and the integrity of that manufacturer. When a manufacturer is willing to produce a product that can be sold so inexpensively, they're really not, their ultimate concern is not the quality of the product, but the price of the product. And again, I'll go back to making a simple analogy. You can get a cup of coffee for under a dollar, but you can go to an expensive coffee shop and get one for a buck and a half, a buck 80, maybe twice the price. there is definitely a difference between those two cups of coffee, even if it's just taste alone. But actuality, it's going to have other things in there that are probably more beneficial for you as well. And I'm not here to tell you coffee's beneficial.
Oh, well, there are a lot of
people consume. You know?
But coffee is. I mean, I just posted on Facebook again. There's studies that it's good for your heart and you're going to live longer and all that. Coffee is basically good for you as long as you don't drink too much and put a bunch of other things in there. It's the sugars and the cream and all that that's probably not good for you. So, you know, it's one of these things that I'm kind of excited about this new study that came out because it's validating what I've told my customers for, and I like to joke, for over 100 years that, you know, if you're going to buy supplements on price alone, you're probably not going to get really what you want. And when you go to a major discount store, that's what they focus on. They're focusing on price. A store like mine, most of your health food stores at Merryman Herbs, we focus on quality, number one. And then we also give you a good price. So you can go get that $2 cup of coffee for maybe a dollar and know that you've got that quality. You know, we're not in the business to make a lot of money or anything like that. We're in the business to help people stay healthy and to live healthier, happier, and longer. And, of course, we're extremely busy because people know when they come out and come to a store like ours, they know that we're going to give them what they really need. So, you know, I'm kind of excited about this study, but I hope it doesn't backfire on the whole industry. And like I said, you know, give us a black eye and people think, well, you know, all supplements are adulterated and so forth. No, it's these supplements that are bought by companies that are focused on, you know, value. You know, the low price, maybe not good value, but a low price, a long shelf life, you know, mass fodder for, you know, the public. And that kind of stuff really gets me upset. So anyway, anything else you want to add on that particular study? Because I think we're going to be probably hearing more about it. I think there's going to be more investigation. I think companies like yours will come out with being a shining star, showing that there really is a lot of good validation in the industry. And a lot of, I know even just a few years ago, a lot of companies really have advanced their quality, the way products are tested and making sure that the customers are getting what they really need.
Absolutely. The only thing I would add, Mike, is from everything that I've seen, the study focused on herbs alone. And some of these companies, obviously, that are making these supplements for these mass, box store type chains, they're not involved directly with where the herbs are coming from. So, unfortunately, they're just buying them. They themselves are not experts in herbs. They've put them into these products, and then it's been sold to these big box chains. And, unfortunately, it may turn out to be that all these folks were unknowingly, unwittingly duped. And it gets all back to the supplier, the provider of those herbs.
Right,
and
right.
Those are the people that we really should be shutting down. Because, in fact, for them to sell these low-quality herbs with all these fillers, potentially contaminants that were not even tested for in the study, would just be terrible. And that's really right. who we should be going after.
Well,
here.
I know some of my manufacturer friends and their employees, you know, the directors of the, you know, quality control departments, they go visit I know a company that grows and sells a lot of the stevia, the natural sweetener, and it's grown in China, but they go visit the farm. They know the farmers. They know the production. They oversee it. They even set up quality control over there. Of course, it's an inexpensive source and all of that. There's companies that get their products through India and so forth, but they go over and they visit. And they work, you know, they make sure that the families involved are getting paid a fair wage. They make sure that it's, you know, there's quality, that there's no, you know, toxic waste dump or anything next to where everything's growing. I mean, you know, they oversee everything. And you want companies that are going to do that. And I think sometimes, you know, when you're buying mass merchant products, you're not really getting that fine tuning on the quality. So anyway, very, very interesting. We're going to probably be seeing and hearing more about this, but I wanted to get into something else that's kind of in the news. I keep seeing these commercials on TV about the testosterone that's out there and men that are getting testosterone shots. And of course, I always get a little bit nervous when I see all of that because number one, we learned from the horse mary urine salts. You know, I think that everybody has been in the news, the Premarin products and so forth, about how that increased the incidence of breast cancer and heart disease it really wasn't a good thing. In fact, I think, you know, obviously my mom had pharmaceutically induced breast cancer. I mean, it was from the horsemary urine salts, the Premarin that she took for years. And it was really sad. Of course, she was able to overcome that with alternatives. But the thing is, you know, there's men, there are studies showing that, you know, as the testosterone is reduced in men as they age, it's probably really kind of detrimental to their health. It's kind of a double-edged sword. So they're losing their testosterone. They're also having a lot of other problems and issues. And like I said, there's studies out there showing that basically overall health and longevity, you need to keep that testosterone up. But obviously, you don't want to be getting injections or you know, hormones from animals or so forth. What is it? I know your company. Tell me this whole story about your owner and wanting to increase testosterone and what your company does to naturally do that. There's a natural way rather than running the risk of all these side effects and heart attack, stroke, and possibly cancer and so forth. What is it that your company has done to you know, help with this problem? Because we do want to keep our testosterone up as we age. We know that that's healthy for us, but maybe doing it the synthetic, human-made, unnatural way isn't the best way. So what has your company come up with here, Mike?
Well, long story short, you touched on something really funny. The owner of the company is actually 80, turned this year, and a few years back wanted to boost his testosterone levels, thought that that was an issue for him as far as his overall energy, his muscle function, et cetera. And went to the doctor and said, you know, I'd like some testosterone shots. That was his first thing, right? So he said that. And the doctor said, well, let's test your levels. And he said, oh, your levels are fine for a man your age. And he said, but I don't want levels for a man my age.
Yeah.
He was in his 70s
yeah.
at that time. So
yeah.
He went to
of
the
course.
Company and said, look, develop me something, right? He went to
yeah.
the R&D department.
Yeah, he's got a whole big company.
Testosterone levels.
Right. He's got his own. He's got his own big company. He can say, hey, you guys figure something out for me, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there really wasn't much in the industry at that time as far as the circumstance with testosterone supplements prior to, about 5 years ago. Many of the things that were utilized would potentially also increase blood pressure. So it was a catch-22 because
right.
here you are, you know, an older gentleman losing your testosterone levels. Maybe you have some cardiovascular issues as well. So you wanted to take some of these products, but because of the potential side effects, you couldn't, right?
Right. You don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Definitely not. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and just over 4 years ago, Nature's Plus came up with a formulation that can safely encourage the body to produce its own natural testosterone, and in effect, bringing up testosterone levels to a more appropriate level, a more a substantial level, so that you can feel the way you did when you were younger, when your testosterone levels were optimized.
Okay, so basically you've got some supplements here that will nutritionally support the body, so the body has all the fuel that it needs to run the mechanisms to produce more or, you know, make more bioavailable, natural, your own manufactured, your own body's manufactured testosterone. And, you know, I think that's a really good point. So you're going to do this pushing nutritional support, so your body's making more testosterone, but you've also done something else. And I think that's with this peroxynitrate free radical that actually reduces testosterone levels. So you've kind of looked at, okay, as you get older, as you age, there's some things that are produced in your body that actually slow down mechanisms that slow down the production of testosterone, and you've looked at that and then some novel things. Tell us about that. I'm really excited about this.
Correct. So with the formula we developed, we not only support the body's nutritional needs to produce its own testosterone, but in addition to that, there's another side to that equation that you just pointed out. As we age, free radicals are growing within our body or increasing in number, especially if they're not nutritionally dealt with. And one specific one that you pointed out, peroxynitrite, actually lowers or attacks free testosterone. So the testosterone that you're making is being attacked by this free radical, and it's being sort of nullified or reduced in the
right,
body.
Right, kind of denatured is what we call it, right.
Exactly. So within the formula that we have, known as T-Male, we have a blend called Vinatrox. And Vinatrox actually consists of two very specific polyphenols coming from grape and apple that actually neutralize or combat that peroxynitrite free radical. Thus, we're lowering the amount of that free radical in the body so you don't have that reduction of the natural testosterone that you're producing.
So these polyphenols, I know that's a big word, but those are plant compounds. So from grapes and apples, you're nutritionally supporting something that's going to reduce this free radical. That's just awesome. Now, I know there's a tonic herb in there, Tribulus terrestris. Is that how you pronounce that?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. And then I know that's kind of like maca. That's one of those real foundational ones. But I think this is what we call adaptogenic tonic. I know you've got some zinc and calcium in there, which is all part of that mechanism. So again, that's part of the feeding of that. But you've also used fenugreek. Tell me about fenugreek. I know that was an old remedy to kind of help you lose weight and stabilize the hormones in your body. But tell me just a little bit about that particular herbal spice compound.
Absolutely. And that's the one that through current research, new scientific information, we identified that actually helps support the body's natural production of testosterone. There's some compounds in there called, there's three of them actually, called furanstanols and furanostanols. And these particular nutrients, again, are what are actually in the fenugreek that are helping support the natural testosterone production by the body.
Okay,
again,
I just
want to state that's important,
right?
Because no pro-hormone, no actual hormone is given in the product.
Right.
Your body is making its own, so it's totally safe.
Well, the stanols are basically plant steroids, which are involved in a lot of different things. Cholesterol, I mean, there's a lot of products that are made about from the sterols, the stanols, and so forth, and all those compounds, and they have a lot of healing nutritional. Again, they're plant steroids, completely different than our human bodies, but they push a lot of mechanisms in our body. And when we're supposed to be eating these things, that's really exciting. So you've got from the fenugreek, you said the furans, the stanols, and the furanstanols, they actually help to produce and stabilize more of this testosterone hormone in the body then.
Correct. So we help the body produce more. We reduce the free radical that's lowering it in the body. So gentlemen really feel the increase, you know, to their energy, to their muscle function. You know, if you're a middle-aged guy like myself and you're trying to get back in better shape, you know, this is a great formula to be on. And, you know, testosterone is so key to an overall man's health that it's important for brain function, not only energy, as
right.
We talk about cardiovascular as well,
right.
Immune function, you know, not to mention the muscle structure,
and I know
reproductive as well.
I know you can get a better night's sleep too. So there's just a lot of things. Just real quickly, just to kind of finish things up here, I know we just kind of touched on, you know, your hormone replacement product. And, of course, you can call Mary Mann and find out more about it at 217-429-1555. You can go to our website, www.marymann.com. In fact, probably here real quickly, I'm hoping by the end of the month we're going to have our new website up and running and we're going to have more things available. I was just with the TV station. We're going to have access there to a phenomenal Ask the Expert site on there. That'll be coming out here real soon. But I know you make a few other products. You have some for women that help to stabilize and boost their hormones. You also have things for the growth hormone release, natural ones in that area. You have a wonderful product line. You have even a liquid. So I think, you know, it'd be really important for customers to come out and see all of that. Mike, thank you so much for being with us today. And we'll be talking with you soon. We really appreciate all your information and your time. And I just, you know, you've got really high quality products. It makes me look good. I can sell your products at a lower price. You do some good discounting and so forth. So thank you so much for all you do, Mike.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk with everyone.
All right. Have a great day.
The preceding information was not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.